I just wonder how many people in our society today go through life, and they go through life totally miserable because so many people refuse, listen to this, so many people refuse to listen to God. I'm convinced today that there are some people that may hear God, but I submit to you there's a difference between hearing God and listening to God. Is that a fair statement? Because we know what there's a lot of people in our society today, in the religious world today, that know what God says, but not everybody is listening to what God has to say. The title of our lesson this morning, Hey, Are You Listening to God? It just blows me away individually that there's a large number of people that will listen to different therapists, and that's all right. There are people today that will go to a counselor, and they'll listen to the counselor, and that's all right. There are people today that will reach out to a psychiatrist and they'll listen to the psychiatrist. Or maybe they'll listen to some radio talk show host. They'll listen to the radio host and they'll take heed to what Dr. Phil says is right or wrong. But sadly, we'll fail to listen to what Almighty God has to say. Do you agree with that this morning? Folks, we perhaps wonder why there's so many people in our world today. They seem just very miserable. I don't understand that. I know that things happen to us individually. I know that we're all victims of certain things in life, but there's a large number of people today that is absolutely miserable in their walk of life. I hope and pray that we all understand that God indeed has something to say. We all need and must understand that God Himself, He is our Creator. We're not His Creator. God is worthy today of all praise. He's worthy of all honor, and it's God that you and I are to take heed to. Do y'all agree with that? It is God that we need to be listening to. We cannot expect God just to bow down and bow out and allow us to control Him. We are to listen to what God has to say. I want to bring it to you again today. I'm going to say it over and over and over. God has something to say. Say that with me. God has something to say. So are you listening to what God has to say? I didn't ask you if you hear God. I asked you if you were listening to God. And that applies to me and it applies to you. There's a big difference between listening to God and then hearing what God has to say. If we listen to God, we'll know that God has something to say about the word addiction. Do you agree with that? And oftentimes, when a person talks about addiction, it automatically falls to pornography or gambling or something like that, doesn't it? But I submit to you today, according to what we see going on in the lives of so many people today, do you agree that there can be people addicted to themselves? Do you agree that there are people that are addicted to, it's got to be my way or the highway? There are people today that have an addiction. It may be to television. It may be to sports. It may be to this. It may be an addiction to power. It may be an addiction to this. God has something to say about addiction. If you are addicted to something, brothers and sisters, that means there is something that is dividing you between you and Almighty God. Does that make sense? So if God is our first, Jerry, and He is foremost in our life, then I want you and me together, I want us to be addicted, and I want us to be addicted to God. I want us to be addicted to His Word. I want us to be addicted to the righteous living that God is calling you and me to have. He's got something to say about addiction. He also has something to say about drunkenness, doesn't He? He has something to say about fornication and adultery. I hope and pray that if you're involved in that, that you'll listen to what God has to say. Your soul depends on it. God has something to say about thievery. There are people today, sadly, that'll rob you blind. There are people today that will cheat on their income tax. It's sad that I've been told by other people as a minister, you know, you can report this and report that, and if you make this amount of money doing that, you can do that, that you don't have to report it, or why would you report cash? Stealing is stealing, amen? And thievery is thievery. You have to listen to what God has to say. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. God's in control, I'm not. God's in control, you're not. Hey, are you listening to God? God has something to say. Say it with me. God has something to say. Not only that, he's got something to say about individuals that's stealing from their employer. God has something to say about lying. He's got something to say about jealousies, and this is from the Bible. he's got something to say about outburst of anger. Boy, he hits me in the stomach with that all the time. God has something to say about murderers. God has something to say about those that refuse to put him first and foremost in their lives. But also, not only those things which are of a negative connotation, but I'm thankful that God has something to say about those today that are being faithful. Aren't you? Aren't you glad of that? That God has something to say about you, the faithful members of the body of Christ, those that are faithfully gathered around the Lord's table, those that faithfully sing and make melody in their hearts to the Lord, those that faithfully go to the Lord in prayer, those that are involved in benevolence, spiritual benevolence, and helping other people. God has something to say, brothers and sisters, about that. He's got something to say about how you won't forsake the assembly of ourselves together unless you just have to. God has something to say about you studying His Word. He loves it when we are in communication with Him. He loves it when we are seeking the wisdom of Almighty God. God has something to say about walking as a witness for Him. God has something to say about you and me being an ambassador for the Lord, a spokesperson, if I may, for Jesus Christ. God has a lot to say, and I hope that we'll listen. Friends, listen to me for a moment. You don't need me up here behind this piece of wood to tell you that our nation is in trouble. You agree with that? Our nation is in trouble. Let me tighten it up a little bit. The church today is in trouble because there's so many people today, members of the body of Christ, that's not doing what the Scripture calls us to do. That's why I've said before, I'll say again, if God lets me live, I'll keep saying it. That's why I don't want any part of organized religion. I want to be a Christian. I want to be the one added to the body of Christ, and that God is the one that added me. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Having favor with all of the people, the Lord added to the church, His church, daily those that are being saved. I'm glad you said that with excitement. God has something to say about that. But we know that the world is in trouble today. Why? Because people are not listening to God as they once did. We can look around us, and we can see the results. We have families today that are falling apart. Do you agree with that? We have families that are falling apart. Why? Because they're not listening to God. We have marriages today that are in trouble. They're in danger. Why? Because God's not part of that relationship. We have rebelling children today. Why? Because God is not involved in the raising process of those children. I've said it before. I'll say it again. There should never be a day that a child tells the parent what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. Amen. There should never be a day that a child looks at you and says, I am not going to the church service. I am not going to do this. Well, you're not going to have any teeth either. The reality is we need to raise our children in the admonition of the Lord. We need to be sure that we're listening to what God says. We have a responsibility to raise our children up in the admonition of the Lord, and you can't do that allowing them to watch Charlie Chips on television. Do you get that? You bring them to the services of the Lord. Well, listen to me. Do we send them to school? Do we require them? Do we require them, even if we're homeschooling, we require them to be involved in scholastic things, yes or no? If we're willing to teach them math and science and English and chemistry and all those things, why would we not teach them about God? Why would we not teach them about Jesus Christ and Him crucified? I'll tell you why. Because people today, Brother Larry, they're not listening to God. People are caught up in hearing what the world offers. They're seeing what 1 John 2, 15 through 17 is talking about. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The devil can make things very beautiful, can't he? The devil can entice us with in our thoughts and etc. We see children rebelling today. It blows my mind. I shouldn't take it out on y'all, and I don't mean to, but when I see these children at the funeral home today, and Dana worked at the funeral home up there a long time, she sees what I'm talking about. When I was a child and my mother and father took us five children to the funeral home, my dad would walk in, and I'm not joking, there'd be a little bench, one on one side of Hickory Chapel and one on the other. He'd go, he'd point, wouldn't he, Dana? He'd say, I'll see you in a little while. That meant exactly what he wasn't joking. So we sit there. Now these children are running up and down the hallways. They're jumping over stuff. They're hanging on the edges of the caskets. They want to go in the selection room, and they want to play. And all that's fine. They're children. But when the parent says, hey, little Scotty, come down here, and the kid looks at the mom and says, you shut up. I'm not coming down there. At that particular point, we would need another casket for little Scotty. I just don't understand it. But the reality is, people aren't raising their children in the admonition of the Lord, not like they did at one time. We also see the declining GPA scores. We see that there are peak kids in some of the school system today. Yes, there's some that sincerely struggle, and there's some that just, the parents just not raising them right. They're not doing what God's calling them to do. And we're seeing a result of it in the school system today. There are things going on. Let me bring this out. There are things going on in the church today that years ago would have never been allowed. Do you agree with that? I can take it in our community, Darlene, in our community right here, there's musical instruments in some of the Lord's churches. Should that be? Absolutely. Anything wrong with a musical instrument? No. I listen to music and gospel music with music in it all the time, but it's not part of our worship service. Nowhere in the Bible does it allow that, but yet we're seeing things going on today. In the church, it would have never been allowed, Bobby, a few years ago. We're seeing women preachers in Franklin, Tennessee, in the Lord's church. There's no allowance for that in the scriptures, amen? But yet it's taking place. Why? Because people are craving popularity. The word about filling up the pews, I would love this building to be packed. I wish that the leaders of the congregation would have to bring folding chairs in here. But I am not, and I hope and pray that you will never compromise the truth to please the people. Amen? All right, so listen to what God has to say. Who was it a while ago? Stephen read to us 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. What does that mean? That means quit be acting like you're in charge. Give it back to me. Is that all right with everybody? All right. Humble themselves. Watch this. And pray and seek my face. Seek my wisdom. Watch what me, God, I, God, am telling you what to do. And there's some other side of that. Turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive the sin, and I will heal their land. My eyes will be open and my prayers attentive to prayers made in this place. God promises us a healing if we would just turn to Him. Turn away from sin, turn to God. But in order to do that, brothers and sisters, we've got to listen to God. Are we in agreement? So with all this mess going on in our society today, all of this stuff going on in our world today, the world is full of the sickness of sin. God promises you and He promises me that He will absolutely heal our land if we would only turn back to Him, listen to Him, listen to God, and respond accordingly. So let's take a quick look this morning. 3 points that I want us to examine this morning as we talk about, hey, are you listening to God? The first point that I want us to consider this morning as we talk about, hey, are we listening to God? Here's your first one. Let's look now at why many are not listening to God. Now, this is, I can't tag everything, but I can bring up a few things. Is that all right? All right, so here's what I want us to think about, why so many aren't listening to God. Many people in our world today, some even in the body of Christ, are not listening to God because they can't hear Him. And the reason they can't hear Him is because they're talking over Him. Amen? They're talking over Him. God talks to us through His Word. God speaks to us through His Word. And then if it hits us in an uncomfortable way, then we talk over Him. We say, well, I know the Bible says, take up my cross daily and follow me. But, y'all following me? I know the Bible says that I'm to follow Jesus. I'm to put Him first and foremost. However, so we always have a tendency, or we can find ourselves having a tendency to talk over the Lord. The Bible is in full print. Amen? The Bible is there. It's already done. It is the oracles of Almighty God. You're not going to change it. You don't have the authority to change it. And whatever you change is not applicable in your life or mine. You take it from being a true book, a holy book, to being a man-made book. And it is not in man who walks to... Very good. So, again, remember... Many aren't listening to God. I like what the Bible says over in James chapter 1 in verse 19. I had to pray about this passage of scripture because I almost pulled it out of context. And I thought, well, Harvey's not there. I might be okay with it, but Harvey's here, so I got to go ahead and break this down. I'm going to use this particular passage of scripture so that I can kind of push my point a little bit stronger because people aren't listening to God. In the book of James chapter 1 down in verse 19, Watch this. So then, my beloved brethren, talking about other members of the body of Christ, let every man be swift to what? So what's he saying? Be quick to listen. Why? Because this is important, Georgia. This is important for your salvation and mine. So we have to be quick to listen. Cynthia, are you with me on that? We've got to be quick to listen. We have to follow the instructions of God. Slow to speak and slow to wrath. You remember a while ago I said that there are people that are talking over God? Bobby, you remember that? I said people are reading the Bible, and when they're reading the scripture, like, however, but, well, I don't know about this, but mom said, dad said, we said, they said. Who said? God said. Amen? So when we look at these things, we can't just over-talk God. We have folks in the world today, they won't listen to God because they're, and there's several reasons, because they're afraid of what God may have to say. When we look at the Bible today, and we read the Bible today, and we study the Bible today, and we not just listen, but hear what God has to say to us, I promise you, you have it from me, I promise you, you're not going to always like what you hear. Why? Because it warrants things in your life. It brings on correction, doesn't it? And how many of us love to be corrected? It's against our nature, isn't it? But thank God we've got a God that loves us so much that He will correct us through His Word. Isn't that awesome? But we don't like that correction. We don't like to be told what we're going to do and not do. They didn't like it in the very beginning of time with Adam and Eve when they told, don't take the fruit of the trees in the middle of the garden. They had all the heather. They had all these other things available. They could have went anywhere they wanted to do. They could have rode a motorcycle, a tricycle, a bicycle, or a unicycle, couldn't they? They could have done all of those things, but what'd they do? They hung out and got to that forbidden fruit. Why? Because they didn't listen to God. Am I right or wrong? They did not listen to God. So we have to make sure we're understanding something today. We need to be sure that we're listening to God and not listening to self. And as I said, we've got people in the world today that won't listen to God because they're afraid of what God may say. There's a lot of people that do not want to hear the truth. They want to hear things that are pleasing. They want to hear things that tickle their ears. They want to hear things that will not warrant a change. They want to hear things that will, they're afraid that they may have to give something up or give up some type of habit. Paul told Timothy that that was going to happen. If you go with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and read with me verses 1 through 5. All found? The Bible says, I charge you, watch this, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead and His appearing and kingdom. His kingdom. Watch verse 2. Y'all ready? Preach. Be ready in season and convince. Rebuke, look at this, exhort with all longsuffering, and don't forget this next one, and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves what? Huh? Teachers and preachers. And they will, watch this, and they will turn their ears from the truth and be turned aside to lies. Do you agree with that? To fables, to stories. But you, this is what Paul was telling Timothy, this young preacher. He said, but you be watchful in all things, endure the afflictions, do the work of evangelists. And I like this next part. Do your job. Fulfill your ministry. That's right. That's what Paul is talking about to him. Paul was certainly correct, wasn't he? There's a lot of people in our world today that they want to have preachers that'll just teach on a few things, preach on a few things, but don't preach controversial subjects. Don't preach about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Don't preach about abortion. Don't preach about this. Don't preach about that. Don't. If you have a don't preach, you're not a preacher. Amen? If it's the Word of God, you present it. If 91 people's offended, you've done your job 91 times. The Bible offends me. The Bible should offend you. And thank God it does, because offense means correction, doesn't it? It means if I'm offended by it, that means I've got some errors to clean up. Are we listening to God? If we're listening to God, it will also require us to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Him daily. Luke 9:23, and He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him, that's right, let him deny himself and take up his cross how often? Daily, and then do what? Follow me. he's making it very clear. But I'm afraid that we as a society, we hear part of that. We listen to some of that. When the Bible says, take up your cross daily and follow me, that means don't make a commitment to the Lord today. Oh God, I'm going to do better today, and it's going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then tomorrow, living like a heathen again? Yes, we sin. Yes, we fall short. Yes, we miss the mark. But that can't be our intent. Amen. Our intent should be living and doing all that we can for Jesus Christ. Matthew 6:33, the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his go. Very good. All these things shall be added to you. All of what things? The things you need to serve me. The things you need to put me first. The things you need to fulfill your job as a minister. The things that you need to fulfill your job as an evangelist. Everybody in here is an evangelist. You agree with that? You preached a lesson this morning to your neighbor who watched you get in your car to come to church. That person in your household that watched you pick up your Bible and leave, you may not think it's having an effect, but I assure you it is. It's having an effect. They may not like it. The party may not be happy about it, but you keep on keeping on and being faithful unto God. We've got to listen to what Jesus says. Then there are others in the world today that won't listen to God because they have a rebellious spirit. Do you think that's fair to say? There are people today, and I hate to say it like this, but there are. There are people today that are mad at God. And it may be that they're mad at God because they lost a loved one. They may be mad at God because they lost a child. I'm not minimizing any of that. We know how it feels. Many of you have already been victims of losing those that we love. But the reality is there are people today that can get angry with God. Amy, I think it was your cousin that you told me about something happened, and I think your cousin's mom or somebody had passed away, and remember, he was real rebellious and upset and didn't want any part to do with God because he was angry. And it's sad, it's a sad state of affairs that we put all of that in God's lap. I know that we can be upset. I know that there are things happening in our lives that we're like, God, where were you in this? I've been there before, maybe you haven't. Anybody besides the preacher been there? Lord, I was faced with this situation. I know you're there, but where were you in this situation? God was carrying me the whole time. God is carrying you the whole time. Nowhere in the scripture does it say that we're going to always agree with God, but the Bible tells us that we better submit to God. Amen? All right, just want to make sure that we're there. Then we have those that won't listen to God because of tradition. Mom and Dad never went to church, so I don't think I have to. I never saw them reading the Bible. I don't think I have to. They didn't go and hang around with church people. I don't think I have to. I believe that my mom and daddy went to heaven. Oh, really? Where do you get that? Nowhere in the Bible does it say that good people will go to heaven. I've heard people talk about that. I hear it in the funeral home where I work. Oh, he was a good man. He was a great man. And so I know he's going to heaven. Well, what now? What church affiliation? What faith was he? Oh, he didn't go to church. He didn't believe like that. But he's in a better place. Folks, listen to me. People aren't listening to God. I think they hear him, but they're not listening to him. The devil wants you to believe that good morals will get you into God's kingdom. We're all aware that there's only one way to heaven. John 14:6, Jesus told you how to get there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man's coming to the Father except through me. There is no other name given under heaven in which one can be saved. It is only through Christ Jesus. It's only through God. So I hope and pray that you are listening to Almighty God today. The second point is this. When Jesus speaks, are y'all ready? When Jesus speaks, he requires us to listen. When Jesus speaks, he wants us to listen. As Jesus was teaching a large crowd, I love what he said over in the book of Mark, chapter 4, down in verse 23. He says, if anyone has ears to hear, anybody know what the next three words are? Let him hear. What does that mean? If you got ears, if I gave you ears to listen to me, then close the pie hole and listen. Is that what he's telling us? Absolutely. Then over in Mark chapter 7, down in verse 14, when he had called all the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear me, everyone. And then he goes, and understand. Now drop down to verse 16. If anyone has ears to hear, those three words again. Thank you, Bobby. Let him hear. Let's go back, if you don't mind, to the book of John, chapter 10. I want to show you something in 27 and 28. John chapter 10, 27 and 28. The Bible says, now you might like this. I love this. My sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they what? And they follow me. Why? Because they know who the shepherd is. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That means when we have made our full commitment to God, that means when we are listening to God, when we are humbling ourselves in the presence of God, when we are submitting to the Heavenly Father, He's got us in His bosom. Amen? So we are to be aware that yes, Satan's out there. He's attacking all that he can. But as long as we're holding faithful to Jesus Christ, He's got us. I think this passage of Scripture certainly applies in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Many times this passage of Scripture is only referred to when it comes to the plan of salvation. But I submit to you, it's a whole lot deeper than that. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Friends, Christ wants us to listen to Him. Why? So that our faith may continue to grow, so that you and I may be more effective as workers in His vineyard. Does that make sense? Okay. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, 1 through 6. All found? My son, don't forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. I love that. That means what? Be quiet and listen. Yes or no? Be quiet and listen to my commands. For the length of days, long life, and the peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God, man. Trust Him with all of thy what? And lean not on your own understanding. Watch verse 6. In all your ways, the Bible says, to acknowledge Him, and He shall do what? Thank you, Dana, and He shall direct your paths. But we got to do what the Bible says. We have to acknowledge Him. What does that mean? We have to listen to Him. That means we have to hear Him, and we have to pursue Him. So we are to do what He's calling us to do. In the book of Psalm, chapter 119, let's share this one together real quick. Psalm 119, 97 through 112. Yep, we got some reading. Psalm 119, 97 through 112. Oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation all day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than who? For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I kept your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may do what? That I may keep your word. Do you see how the great psalmist is striving to do what God's called him to do? I have not forgotten, I love this, I have not, the Bible talks about, forgotten your words. Let's drop down to 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. 105 is beautiful. Love this passage. Your word is a lamp unto my, very good, Teresa, and it's a light unto my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Receive me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I pray, the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgment. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. What is he saying when he says I've not strayed? He says I'm listening. Do y'all agree with that? I'm listening to your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. He says, I'm listening and I'm responding. You and me today have to be listening and responding. Are we in agreement thus far? The third and final point, this lesson is going to your house. How? How does God speak to us today? How does He do it? Let's take a quick look. We all know or should know that God speaks to us today primarily through His Word. Listen, the Bible is not just some old book full of tales and full of stories, is it? The Bible is the inspired Word of Almighty God. The Bible is true. The Bible is accurate. The Bible is an absolute. It's a book of promises. The Bible is a book of comfort. It's a book of direction. And it's a book of correction. It's a book that when followed will lead you to that beautiful prepared place for prepared people, that place called heaven. I love the scriptures. I love the Bible because I know it's indeed the very voice of Almighty God. The love that we have from God is seen in His scriptures. I love this particular passage of scripture, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. All the scriptures, watch this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. He says it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, and we've looked at this a lot, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. God speaks to us today, and He speaks to us through His Word. That's why it's so important, and that's why it is a command that we study God's Word to show ourselves approved unto Him, as Paul told Timothy about in 2 Timothy 2:15. God also speaks to us today. See if you believe this or not. Do you think that God speaks to us through other people? Do you think that God speaks to us through sometimes our circumstances? Absolutely. Folks, we communicate with God quite often. We let our requests be known unto Him. We send up our prayers of thanksgiving and supplication. But are we listening and responding to what God is calling you and me to do? Are we answering Jesus Christ through His Word? Listen, sometimes God may speak to us, and as I mentioned, through other people. It may come in the form of affirmation. It may come in the form of confirmation, encouragement, or possibly even reproof. It may be somebody that God sent to us to help us in life's way. And the Lord may use anyone He chooses to deliver His message. And sometimes the person He uses to deliver the message may not even be a person you like, but you better listen to what God has to say. No matter the source, we should always consider what the voice of Jesus is telling us. Hey, are you listening to God? I also know that God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. I love what the Bible tells me in the book of John, chapter 14, 26. But the Helper, does anybody give me the next three words? I didn't hear y'all. I'm sorry. Do it loud. The Holy Spirit, be excited about it. Whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Isn't that awesome? And how do we get that Holy Spirit today? Can we purchase the Holy Spirit? What if we give the biggest contribution of the church, then we will have the Holy Spirit? What if we go and we make homemade ice cream for everybody, like at every gathering, then do we have the Holy Spirit? You can't earn the Holy Spirit. You can't buy the Holy Spirit. It's not a popularity gift. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit when we meet Jesus in baptism. Amen? In the book of Acts, chapter 2, down in verse 38, Peter was preaching that first gospel sermon to those who'd helped crucify Jesus. Some of them were pricked in their hearts. Some of them weren't. Some cared. Some didn't care. The ones that cared said, hey, wait a minute. Men and brethren, what do we need to do? How do we get this fixed? We've really messed this up. He said, let every one of you repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. So it's a gift. You can't buy it, can't earn it. It's a gift given from God. God speaks to us today in many ways. We just need to be sure that we're listening. Hey, are you listening to God? That's what I want to make sure that we're doing. So what about you individually? Are you listening to God? I know that God gives us direction. He gives us correction. He gives us instruction every single day if we are seeking after the righteousness of God. Are you accepting His Word? Are you listening to Him? Are you responding to Him? Are you allowing God to give you that growth that you need in this life? If not, and you need the prayers of the congregation, let us know. We'll pray with you, for you, help you, and encourage you along the way. That's your job. That's my job as well. But today, if you're not a Christian, please become a child of God. There's a promised place in heaven for prepared people. And I just hope, pray that we all share heaven together. Hear God's Word. Believe God's Word. Make a confession in the presence of a witness or witnesses that you know, not believe, but you know that Jesus died upon that cruel cross, was buried in that borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. 3 days later, He arose. Be willing to repent of your sins. Change the way you're living. Start living for Jesus Christ. Be baptized with the forgiveness of sins. Then remember that we are to be faithful unto what? We've got to be. We are commanded to be faithful unto death. And always remember that we are indeed our brother's keeper. Today, if you have a need, and you need it all, you can come right now. It's together we stand and we sing.